All right, everyone. Today is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022, of the CBD HTLC Commission. We get a roll call.
Roll call. Matt Gordon, present. Whitney Payne, present. Seamus McGuire, present. Matt Edwards, present. John Boyd, present. Adrian Dixon, present. Nicole Pietro, absent. Peter Trappman, absent. Bradley McNeil, absent. We have 6 members plus 2 members.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the September 7th, 2022 meeting? Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh. No, it's supposed to be September
8th. That's correct. Has everybody had a chance to review that? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from September 7th, 2022?
Motion is approved.
Anyone? Second.
Second.
Motion passes.
Motion passes unanimously.
That's what should have been all in favor.
All in favor and then any opposed?
All right, so prior to the consent agenda, we have 2 additional items. The first of which is the reinstatement of the HTLC rules, policies, and procedures, section 2.8.4, regarding the requirement that applicants post public notice signs.
Yes, so we suspended the public notice requirement months ago as a result of supply and budgetary issues. We would like to go ahead and have the commission reinstated effective January 1st, 2023. Our budget was amended to include additional money and we did have signs, but we did not think we would get them ahead of December.
Get a motion to reinstate the signage requirement starting January 1st, 2023.
Certainly.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, next on the agenda, we have the CLG review of 1000 Howard Avenue.
Okay, as you're aware, the city of New Orleans government, and as a part of that recognition, we also reviewed proposals to the National Register of Historic Places, make a recommendation and that is forwarded to the state when they are reviewed at their hearing to be placed on the National Register. Today's item is 1000 Howard Avenue. I'm going to go ahead and read a brief summary that was excerpted from the National Register of Historic Places Register form prepared by Jessica Richardson. The first National Life Insurance. And while I'm at it, I'm going to go ahead and introduce 2 new HTLC staff members. We have Lindsay Gillery, who's our new office assistant. All right, thank you. The First National Life Insurance Building, 1000 Howard Avenue, is located on the southeast corner of Howard Avenue and Little Avenue, just south of the Central Business District of New Orleans.
Does anybody have any questions about it?
Just curious, is the steel structure on top of the building, is that a roof?
I believe if you scroll down, you can see the, if you scroll down,
the signage.
Yeah. Who initiated the request for the renovation?
I believe it's the current owners.
Do they receive financial benefit from the new place on, like do you get special historical credits?
Yes, it's all the national, if it's successfully placed on a national register, it's on the basis of the money that we make on the reputation tax credit, state and federal.
So it was important for some.
And I believe there is a redevelopment plan in the works.
And that's kind of what I'm asking, how does that put us, kind of puts us in a strange position, I think, to be voting for a place on registry, potentially, and then having to approve part of the.
We're not, it's not being placed on the reservations.
But if it came up for, came for the redevelopment of the roof, would the alteration of the exterior?
Well, and just to be clear, at least from the architectural side, we do this all the time, but it doesn't really matter if it's going to be, if this building was or wasn't on the national register, they could still apply for historic tax credit. That doesn't really matter.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that.
What ends up basically happening is people will go to either an architect or a tax credit, a historic tax credit consultant, and they'll do their due diligence and identify, hey, it meets the historic period of significance, and then they'll just apply that way. So this doesn't really have any weight.
Okay.
Yeah, they apply for the tax credits, they have to restrict. They have to strictly apply for the restoration.
Yeah, Department of Interior standards.
I'm just trying to make
sure. It's a good question.
Fair point.
All right, well, I'd like to create a motion to recommend 1000 Howard Avenue be placed on the National Register of Historic Places. And a second. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Andrew, did you have any additional comment on why to oppose?
Okay.
The motion
passes.
All right. Yes.
My biggest concern is that whole area is dead. I mean, the Plaza Tower is stagnant. And that, our impact on that building, even after we approve the designation, would be if they change the openings, if they change the siding, if they sign the roof, that sort of thing. And I'm not familiar with it at all. I'm just concerned that that's just a real unsafe conception of the city. You know, anything moving in that direction would possibly be helpful.
Well, yeah, I mean, arguably that particular motion would have been, in my mind, a positive thing, right? You're preserving history. You're helping, hopefully, encourage the owners to pursue redevelopment into sort of that zone. Yeah. Okay.
I have a question. Is Art not recommending it included from being listed, or is it just for?
We originally had five items, however, one has been removed from the agenda, the 837 Camp. So we'll skip that one. But on the agenda today, we have 717 through 719 Canal Street by John Williams, 838 Canal Street by Kurt Fallmaster, 1046 Morals by Undersolt and Associates, and 739 Convention Center Boulevard by Ernst Rome Architects. I do know we have one speaker card for 1040 St. Charles Avenue. Mr. Ted Bowden, if you'd like to come up and comment.
Sure, thanks. Good morning, everybody. Pretty interesting conversation.
Before you start your public comment, the guidelines for public comment is that you have 2 minutes to speak, and if you could start by stating your name and address, please.
Good morning. Ed Bowden, under the 1061 camp. Right next to the property in question, being discussed, 1040 St. Charles. It is a historic property, very interesting discussion here. We've never got any tax credits or anything for that, so I'll have to look into that. I represent six families of homeowners in the historic building, homeowners association. We're opposed to conflicts. We're really scratching our heads and trying to understand why multi-million-dollar REIT in California is coming to Louisiana. Using Louisiana taxpayer money to renovate the Section 8 housing with carports and parking lot, walking window views. And there's six families that live there, and it's really old. It would be great if you heard this work. So we're opposed, just want you to know. We love you. Thank you very much.
Did you see the revised drawings that were submitted?
They did remove the carports on that side.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's in the.
Okay, we'll check out.
Can we have a look at it?
Did you want to get it?
Yeah.
This is Camp Street?
1040 St. Charles.
Yes.
Deepers.
This is the context photo?
Well, that's from the
yeah. Yes, of course.
That's the box on the right.
Yep. Yeah, I think you'd asked earlier how people are notified. That's
the second page there.
So there's still carports on the St. Charles side. There's all still blocks views. It's still close to that. So.
Can you scroll down?
The renderings are the artist's representation.
So this is the view from St. Charles Avenue?
Right. Those carports are block the view from our building facing this direction.
There's your.
Well, this
is the
intersection of Cam and Calio. It's a sensor house. Yeah. It's been 150 plus years. It's on the National Historic Register. So those carports block the view from the building to St. Charles. It's currently a
It's a that's
when you purchased your building, were there those carports there at the time?
No, sir. It's all been parking lot. Yeah, that's just downtown for 150
months. I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's a great question. We don't understand. Maybe if we were educated more on what's going on, what the intent is. I mean, all the people that live in Tivoli Place, they don't look like this room very much. I mean, so I don't know why this company from California is coming in and spending all this money. We just don't get it. So to block our views, we live there, we live here, we vote. I've lived in New Orleans most of my life.
Yeah, because that awning is not there. The cover on the right is not.
So
none of that is there.
Camp Street elevation as a pin.
Yeah, that's a lie because there are six windows on that wall.
Right. So in response to the neighbors' concerns, they removed the carport that's on the left hand side of the sandwich. And they're aware that there are windows there, which is why they removed that carport. And so they only have the carport on the right hand side. And this went to the ARC. The commission would need to decide whether or not they would like to remove this from the consent agenda and carry it individually as a result of the public comment, or typically that happens is we make a party motion in the entire consent agenda.
Is there anyone, based on Ed's comments, does anybody?
I'd like to move that we pull it out.
So first we need a motion to, if you want to go forward with that,
did he go?
Yeah, he left.
I,
Hamilton's in his comment.
Yeah, no, we would love to hear from you.
I understand his comment about the people that live in that building, though it doesn't look like the people in the that was really offhand comment, knowing that I know about some of the people that do live in there. There's some people, they help out some homeless people that live in there, and there's some disadvantaged people. So I thought that was a real off comment. And that shit, that's just tame and kind of messed up right now.
I thought I misheard. I'm going to be really frank. Because it was like they don't look like anybody in this room.
Yeah, they look like me.
What is the accomplished? What did he accomplish? That didn't make sense.
And that was
I think the population is pretty diverse.
It looked like all of us.
Yeah.
You know, they just
there's
a whole range of different types of people. It's a very diverse place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're less fortunate than us. If anything else, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay, though. Thank you. Sir, we have another public speaker. If you'd like to state your name.
Well, this is the applicant. If you'd like to ask the applicant a question, if you can come here.
Yes. Would you like to come up and state your name,
please? My name is Paul Holman. I'm an Earthworm Associates, the architect of the project. I'm representing the 12th LSCA Athens from California. The developer is here to improve the property and make improvements for the residents. And they felt that the carport parking would be an amenity for the residents. And in addition to other amenities that the properties of the landscape and the fencing. And overall, people look at the surroundings. They're here to basically improve the lives of the residents and the buildings and cancer management. It's a new condition, but it just needs some improvement. And I think the issue with what the residents saying is I know that there's a lot next door to our parking lot is currently purchased that property. The 8-story building as well as the other former property next to one of our clients in town. So I take issue with the new city on this corner, essentially the downtown historic district, the same that we're building on the lot.
Sure. What about your name again, sir?
I'm sorry, it's Paul.
Well, thank you, Paul. Did you have the other?
I guess I mentioned you would consider that and ask you to approve this consideration of that and kind of approve the amenities for the residents.
Thank you.
I think that previously we kind of followed staff's recommendation, we've been going through the process and work through it, and come up with recommendations and recommendations for things that the board of consent generally doesn't really need our specific attention to, just kind of staff. I'm not sure if there's anything I've heard today that would suggest that we should deviate from what our previous protocol has been moving this from the consent agenda.
No, I appreciate that. I agree with that. John, did you want to still suspend? Is that still
here? I just wanted to make sure we have a discussion because, you know, if a citizen wasn't against it, I would say, hey, that's the way to go. We're just going to slide on with it. But the fact that someone was even in favor of the way that this man presented himself, that it should merit us to discuss.
It will.
Because it's going to impact you on the property.
Can we have a motion to second?
To suspend.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Are we okay to discuss right now?
I think you're okay to discuss.
Yeah. think it is fair though, John, and, that the, it's already been brought up prior, right, by the residents. They did remove the carport that was blocking, and so they did already make concessions. And it's been approved by the ARC. So to me, I think that's enough to kind of
try to lift it.
With that being said, can we make a motion to approve all the consent agenda items in the budget?
Sure.
All approved, or all in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is the ratification of Architectural Review Committee and staff actions since October 4, 2022.
Just a quick update, but that should be since September 7th.
So ratification of the Architectural Review Committee and staff actions since the September 7th, 2022 meeting. Should we get a motion?
Motion to ratify.
Can we get a second to approve that ratification?
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Eleanor, any HLC reports or communications for today?
Not anything at this time, except that, you know, with these two latest hires that we have, we've got them to
staff. That's good. Are y'all still looking for any additional hires?
We have an empty position for a third inspector and not certain inspector, so I love
it. Got it. You just currently have it.
Right. And just the HDLC budget hearing will be held on as of now, November 10th. If you'd like to tune in and see how that goes.
Sounds good.
Ryan will be here.
I would like to call for a move to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, man.